again, I'd like to dedicate today's shir as a chris for Refuah Shleima for Leah Rochel Bas Etel Bracha Pnina. She should have Refuah Shleima b'sof Shar Chol Yisrael. Last time we started talking about the Tosfos on Daled Amud Aleph. The Gemara is trying to figure out what is the chumrah of Adam over Shor and Shor over Adam. Why do we have to mention both of these Avos Nezikim? If I would have had one, I wouldn't know the other. It says the Gemara, Adam is not Meshalim Esa Kofar. If a person kills someone else, then he doesn't pay Kofar. As opposed to a Shor HaMuad, who kills an Adam, so then the Baalim do have to pay Kofar. So that sounds like a Chumrah by Shor over Adam. The Tosfos quotes the Kash of the Riva. Why is that a Chumrah? It's a Chumrah of Shor. The fact that an Adam doesn't pay Kofar, if his name is Esa Adam, that's based on Kamei B'dir Adamine. It's not that Adam is more kal than Shor, it's that there's a din of Kamei B'dir Adamine. So what's the Gemara talking about? That's the Kash of the Riva. So what's the answer? The Riva says, no. Adam is potter from Kofar even if he kills B'shogeg. Not just if he kills B'mezid. The regular din of Kamei B'dir Adamine is if he kills B'mezid, but if he kills B'shogeg, so then Tana the Bechizkiah teaches us, Maka Behemi Shalmena Maka Adam Yuma, there's a hekesh of Maka Adam to Maka Behema. So the din of Kamei B'dir Adamine applies even to Misa, even to a chi of Misa B'shogeg, which we're not going to actualize. We're not going to put the person to death if he kills B'shogeg. To Zokder Iva, since the Ptur of Kofar applies even by Shogeg, based on Tana de Bechizkia, so therefore it's not a Kasha. Kasha was that, how can you say that Kofar is a Kula by Adam? That's not a Kula, but rather it's a Din of Kamei B'dir Adamine. So his answer is, no, based on Tana de Bechizkia, the Ptur of Kamei B'dir Adamine applies even by Shogeg. So we said, what's the Kasha, what's the Teres? What's the Shaka Vatari of the Riva? What's he say? His Kasha is that the Kofar is not a kula by Adam because it's based on Kamei B'dir Adamine. But the Teretz is that B'shogeg he's potter based on Kamei B'dir Adamine too. So his kasha is it's not a kula, rather it's Kamei B'dir Adamine. So that's the answer. The answer is not answering anything. The reality is even if he kills B'shogeg he's potter based on Kamei B'dir Adamine. So how does that turn it into a kula? What's the shock of the tire of the Riva? So we suggested that maybe the Riva follows Rashi Shita. We said that there are different ways of looking at Kamei B'dir Adamine. The Kamei B'dir Adamine could be a Gzeres HaKosev. It's Hafkar from the Iker Chiyuv. Called a different Psukim. Right? It could be a Hafkar from the Iker Chiyuv. But to put it differently, it could be a Ptur Onshin. That's how some of the Achronim refer to it. It's a Ptur Onshin that the rule of Kamei B'dir Adamine is that if a person does a Maisa Aver for which he's Chayiv two different Onshin, one is an Onesh Hacham and the other is an Onesh Hakal, so he gets the Onesh Hacham. That we view it as though the Onesh Hakal doesn't exist. It's a Ptur Onshin, right? It's a Hafkar from the Chiyuv of the Onesh Hakam. That's one way to look at Kamei B'dir Adamine. It's a Ptur Onshin Hafkar from the Iker Achiyuv. Different ways of phrasing. It's the Zelbezach. It's the same thing. Hafkar me Iker Achiyuv. What's this learnt out of? The Gzeres HaKosev ultimately, right? There's a Ptur Onshim, that the Onesh HaKal falls away if the Maisa Avera also is Mechayev him, the Onesh HaKham. That's one way to look at Kamei B'dir Adamine. The other way to look at it is that, Afal Pi Shechayev, Afilu B'Onesh HaKal, is Chayev both Onshim. Ein Koach B'Bezdin, Onsho, it's a din in Bezdin. Kedei Rishasa, Mishim Rishachas Ata Mechayev, Aviyata Mechayev, Mishim Shtei Rishias. It's a din in Bezdin, that even though the two Chiyuvim both exist, why shouldn't they exist? He did a Maisa Aver. There are two Averis that he did with two Chiyuvim. So the two Chiyuvim exist. So why doesn't he have to pay the Chiyuv HaKal? The answer is, it's a din in Bezdin. Bezdin not going to be Mechayev you to pay the Chiyuv HaKal. Does the Chiyuv exist? It still is there. Still is there. It's just we can't actualize that chiyuv. We can't force you to pay that chiyuv. So we pointed out that's how Rashi and Makkah seems to learn. It's a din in Bezdin. The chiyuv really does exist, but it's just din in Bezdin. So we wanted to suggest that maybe the Riva is taking Rashi's approach. The kasha of the Riva was that the fact that an Adam Shemis is Adam doesn't pay kofar, that's not a kula by Adam. It's a din of Kamei B'dir Adamine. What does that mean? That means that the chiyuv really exists. The adam is chayiv kofer for killing the adam. It's chayiv kofer. It's not that there's a kula by adam that he doesn't have the chiyuv of kofer. He has the chiyuv of kofer. He just teaches me that Bezdin can't be mechayiv, and they can't force him to pay that chiyuv. But the chiyuv does exist, so you can't call that a kula. So answers the Rivon, no. Tana de Bechizkiah teaches me that even if he kills Beshogeg, and then Bezdin is not going to give him the onesh hachamor, he's still parted from the onesh hakam. What must that tell you? It must teach you that Tana de Bechizkiah is a different halacha of Kamei B'Rabbi. It's not a din in Bezdin, but rather the chiyuv doesn't exist. The onesh hakam does not exist if we actually give him the misa, right? If it's amazing, so then the chiyuv does exist. Chiyuv does exist, but Bezdin just can't be mechayev you. The onesh hakam does exist. It's there. The Bezdin can't be mechayev you. But from Tana de Bechizkiah, you see that the chiyuv doesn't exist at all. The onesh hakal doesn't exist at all. So if the onesh hakal doesn't exist at all, then that shows you that there's a kula by Adam. That Adam does not have the chiyuv kofer if he's meimis as Adam, because he has the chiyuv hachomer that was chalam. That could be the shock of the tie of the river. There's another way that the Riva can be understood. Because there's really another tzad in Kamei B'Rabbi. There's really a third approach to Kamei B'Rabbi. What is that? That's the Ramban in Makkos. Right? On the tzad, the first tzad, there's a hafkor from the Iker Chiyuv, there's a gzeres hakasev. Right? There's a gzeres hakasev. What does that mean that the chiyuv doesn't exist? You know, let's phrase this a little different. Let's say that the first tzad is really that let's do it in the reverse direction. It's hafkar from the Ikar Achiyev. The simple way to look at that is that that's called a ptur onshin, based on Xeris HaKos, that the Onesh Shakal doesn't exist at all. Onesh Shakal does not exist at all. The Onesh HaChamer exists, the Onesh Shakal doesn't exist at all. That's the posh of Shat. That's what Kamei B'Rabbi is telling me. It's a gzeres hakasa that the chiyuv hakal doesn't exist at all. Comes the Ramban in Makkos and says, no. That's not what it means. What it means is that when there's an onesh hachomer, so included within the onesh hachomer is the onesh hakal as well. When they give him the onesh hachomer, they are giving him the onesh hakal as well. It says if he paid up the onesh hakal. The onesh hakal doesn't exist, not because it's a gzeres hakasa that it never existed. It does exist, but when you give the onesh hachomer to the individual, it's as if he paid the onesh hakal. Yesh bechlal masayim money. Within 200 is 100, right? It's like, it's part of it. So if the onesh hakal is less than the onesh hachomer, if you pay the onesh hachomer, it's as if you paid the onesh hakal. It's ke'ilu shilein onesh hakal. Now that's not the same as Rashi's approach. Rashi says the two chiyuvim exist. Even after Bezdin gives the onesh hachamer to the individual, the onesh hakal still exists, just they can't do anything about it. They can't actualize it. They can't demand that from him. The other approach is that the chiyuv doesn't exist at all. The onesh hakal doesn't exist at all. But why? Is it just a gzeres hakasev that if he does a ma'aser with two chiyuvim, then the chiyuv hakal doesn't exist? Or is the pshat that if he does a ma'aser with two chiyuvim, if the onesh hachamer is given to him, if they actually give him the misa, if the mechayev him malkis, so then it's as if he paid the mammon, he paid the onesh hakal with the onesh hachamer. It's a little bit of a different way of looking at it. In both ways of looking at it, the onesh hakal falls away. But did it fall away from the beginning, or does it fall away when the onesh hachamer is given to him? What's Ramban talking about when he suggests such an approach? That's Ramban in Makkos. If you have the packet, let's look on together. Let's look at this Ramban. It's a very famous Ramban. You know, the Mishnah in Makkos talks about Edom Zomamim. If there are Edom, let's say there are two kitos of Edom that contradict each other. Let's say the first card comes to Bezdin and says that Reuven owes Shimon $100. They say that Reuven borrowed from Shimon January 1st. January 1st at 9 o'clock in the morning, Reuven borrowed from Shimon and he owes him $100. And come the second pair of Edom, and they say, no, that can't be true, because Reuven was with us in Seder at 9 o'clock in the morning. He was in Seder with us from 8:30. until 10 o'clock, and then he walked out to the bathroom. So could be he borrowed money then, but you're telling me that he borrowed money at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's impossible. So that's not Edim Zomim, that's called Edim Makhishim. That's Hakhoshet, that there's a contradiction between the two kitas, but the contradiction is that the second kat says that the Edus couldn't be true because the Nidon, the person that you're talking about, couldn't have been involved in the situation that you say that he was involved. It doesn't only have to relate to Mammon. Right? If they say that so-and-so did a Maisaver, he's Chayiv Malkus. He's Chayiv Malkus for that. He ate Chaylev or something, right? He's Chayiv Malkus. So the other Edom said, no, it's impossible. It didn't happen because he was with us. So that's a kosh, that they're contradicting each other. Edom Zomim is where the second cut of Edom don't contradict the Edus, they contradict the Edim. Right? Hakhosh is where they contradict the Edus. They say the Edus couldn't have happened because we know that the facts of the case were different. That the Nidon wasn't there at that place in that time, but rather he was with us, he was in some other place. Edom Zomim, Hazoma, is a different kind of contradiction. That's a contradiction in the Edim, where the second part of Edim say, Imanu Hayisem B'Makom Ploni. We don't know what happened. Maybe what you're saying happened, but you can't testify about that because you were with us at that time. Right? It's not a hakosha in the Eidus, it's a hakosha in the Edim. Right? The contradiction between the Edim and saying that you were with us, therefore you can't testify. So the first Mishnah in Makkos talks about situations where you can't be Mekayim Kasher Zaman. You can't do, we know the ownership of Hazama is Vasizma Kasher Zaman Lasos Le Ochid. Right? We do to the Edim Zaman what they wanted to do to the Nidon. They get the same onesh. It's a very big chiddush of a punishment, right? Whatever they wanted to do to the Nidon, that's what the Edom get. There are certain situations where it's just pushed impossible. The Mishnah says, what happens if Edom testify that someone is a cholo? They say that his mother was divorced. Mother was divorced, and she married a Kohen, and he's the product of that marriage. So they say he's a Ben Gusha, Ben Chalutza. He's the son of someone who was married to a Kohen, but that union creates a cholo. So he's pasul from Kohuna. So we can't make the Edom Zomim into Chalolim, even if they are Kohanim. If they're not Kohanim, there's nothing to talk about. But even if they're Kohanim, we can't make them into Chalolim, because this is the kind of thing that affects not only them, it affects their Zera as well. This is Zera Sakaz, Vasisim Lo Kasher Zomim, Lasos Le'achiv. Le'achiv, Vasisim Lo, Velo Lezara. We do to the Edom Zomim what they wanted to do to the Achiv, to the Nidon, but only to them, not to their Zera. So if the punishment for the Edom Zomim is going to affect their Zera, then we can't do that to them. That's what the Gemara says. So it sounds as if that you can't do Hazama, you can't be Mekayim Kasher Zomim in the Edom Zomim if you can only do a Miktsas Hazama. Right? If you're only going to be Mekayim Hazama B'Miktsas in the Edom, it's not going to be a full Hazama because they wanted to affect the Zera of the Nidon as well. So you can't do Hazama even with the Edom Zomim themselves. So on that backdrop, the Ramban is the following Kasha. The Ika the Kasha Lay Barei Edom she'amru ishto shaponi zimtza shemafsidim ksubasa mimena v'hinereges v'nimtzu zomin meherogim ve'emeshamin momin. The halacha is that Edom that testify about a woman that she was mezana. So if she's mezana, she loses her ksuba, but she's put to death as well. Right? If she's mezana, she's put to death. They're testifying she should lose her ksuba and she should be put to death. So now if they become Edom zomim, so we have to be Mekayim Kasher Zomim and the Edim, so what do we do? The halacha is that they get killed, but they don't pay money. Come live in their admin. It tells me that they get killed, but they don't pay money. So, Ferek the Ramban, how can they get killed without paying money? That's Kasher Zomim B'miktas. The only Mekayim Kasher Zomim partially, because they wanted to do two things to the woman. They wanted her to lose her ksuba and to be killed. To lose her ksuba, meaning that her yarshim are not going to get her ksuba, and she loses the ksuba. So they wanted to accomplish two things, that she should be killed and lose the ksuba, but yet you're only going to kill them, you're not going to be mechayev them mamon. That's a hazama b'miktsas. I thought you said that kashazam b'miktsas is not shayach. They testify he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So we're not mechayev kashazamam. Then we give them malchus. It's a different halacha. It's a special halacha. But we can't be mechayev kashazamam in the Eidim because we can't make him a cholol. The zera is not going to be a cholol. That's a hazama b'miktsas. If that's Hazama B'miktsas, you can't do Kasher Zomim. So the same thing should be true. If they testify about a woman that she was Mezana, they want to be Mafsid or the Ksuba and to kill her. So why should they be killed and they shouldn't be Mafsid the Ksuba? It's only a Kasher Zomim B'miktsas. The Ikula Meimar says the Ramban, the Lodom. By the case of the woman, the chi of mammon and the chi of misa is to one person. It's klape the woman, it's to the same person. When we say that you can't do kasher zaman b'miktzas, that means that if you wanted to affect two different people, so then you have to get kasher zaman for each one of these people. So if you wanted to affect the nidon to make him into a chalal, and also his zara to make them chalalim, so then it doesn't make any sense to be mekayim kasher zaman only in the eidim zomim without being mekayim kasher zaman in their zara as well. Because it turns out that you have kasher zaman only mitzad the nidon, not mitzad the zera of the nidon. Because they wanted to do something to two different people. But here, the two chiyuvim, the chiyuv mammon and the chiyuv misa, are both toward the woman. So as long as you have a kayim kasher zaman b'miktas klape the woman, if you give them misa, so that's a kasher zaman klape the woman, because they wanted to be mechayev the woman misa, now you'll be mechayev them misa, then kasher zaman, it's a kasher zaman b'miktas, but that's enough. There's no halach that you can't be mechayev kasher zaman b'miktas. It's that you can't be mechayev kasher zaman only for one gaf. If you want to be mechayev two different people, different chiyuvims, then we have to mekayim kasher zaman in you, in the Edom Zomim, klape both people. But if the Edom Zomim wanted to be mechayev the nidon, two different chiyuvims, then it's enough to mekayim kasher zaman, but miktas klape that nidon. That's the first answer of the Ramban. But then the Ramban adds another earth-shattering answer. This is on page 2. For Oud says the Ramban, the Hossam, Kevin the Rachman Amr, Kim Lebid Rabbaminei, Kiman de mekayim bakula milsa dami. Says the Ramban, no, come with the Rambam and he breaks the rules. In the case of Edom, who testified, he's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. So there's no come with the Rambam in Edom. That's not what we're talking about. So there, you can't do Hazama B'miktzas to only be Mechai of the Edom to make them into Chalolim and not to make the Zer into Chalolim. That's a Hazama B'miktzas, that doesn't work. But in the case of the woman, if they testify that the woman did Znus, if she's Mazana, she's killed and she's chayev mammon. So now you want to put that back on the eidim. So you can't be mechayev them both misa and mammon because Kama Bid Rabbanei tells me they're only going to be chayev the onesh hacham, not the onesh hakal. So that's not a hazama b'miktzas. Why? That's a hazama b'kula, says the Ramban. Because Kama Bid Rabbanei means that if you do the onesh hacham to the person, it's keilu shilem onesh hakal, kemanda mekayim b'kula milsadam. He says, if you were mekayim the whole thing, that's the new approach, that's the third approach. That the onesh shakal doesn't exist, but not because it exists, because it was parka from the beginning. It's not parka from the beginning. But if the onesh shachomer is paid off, if we're manishing, we're punishing with the onesh shachomer, it's ki'ilu shilem dam. It's as if he paid the onesh shakal with the onesh shachomer as well. It's not a hazama b'miktas, it's a hazama b'kula. Because it's as if he paid the onesh shakal too. That's the Ramban. That's the Ramban in Makkos. There are three approaches. Two within the second. Ashi holds that Kama B'Rabbanei is a din in Bezdin. They really, both chiyuvim exist, but Bezdin can't actualize the second chiyuv. But it really is latent. It's there. The other way to look at it is that the second chiyuv doesn't exist, but there are two approaches within that second. Right? It breaks into two. There are three approaches. Two approaches, and then the second one breaks into two. Hafgon Nirkachiv Varda means that the chiyuv, the chiyuv never started to begin with. Or, as the Ramban and Makkah says, no, the chiyuv did exist, but once the onesh hachomer is paid up, it's as if the onesh hakal is paid as well. That's why the chiyuv falls away. That's enough gemina lemaisa. Like, he's not going to pay the onesh hakal anyway. According to Rashi, you say the chiyuv exists, but he doesn't have to pay it. It's not there. Like, what's the nafgemina? What's exactly going on over here? So, okay, the nafgemina you would say is the case that the Ramban has, but that's not a nafgemina. Because the reality is, you can answer the Ramban's kasha the first way the Ramban answers. So, according to Rashi, you can give the first answer to the Ramban. It's hazama b'miktzas, but yet, as long as you're mekayim hazama klape the woman, so that's called kasha hazama. So it's not a problem. Right? So it's not enough gemina lemaisa. Is there enough gemina lemaisa between Rashi and Ramban? So some say yes. You know what the nafgemina is? Whether there's a chiyuv to pay b'dinei shamayim. According to Rashi, the chiyuv actually exists. It's just Bezdin's not going to be mechayavi. Bidei Odom are not going to be mechayavi. But the chiyuv does exist b'dinei shamayim. So since the chiyuv exists b'dinei shamayim, lotzei sidei shamayim, you're really mechuyev to pay. Yeah, Kamna B'Rabbanei tells me that we're not going to be mechayavi to pay, but the chiyuv does exist. There is a latent chiyuv. So Bedina Shamayim, you really do have a chiyuv to pay up. But according to the Ramban, you don't have a chiyuv to pay up. You paid up! Right? If we gave you the owner Shachamer, then you paid the owner Shakalta, you paid the mammon. Al Pidin, we look at it as though you paid the mammon. According to the other approach, the third approach, there is no chiyuv akal. The owner Shakal fell away, it's hafka from the Yerka Chiyuv. So you're not a chiyuv to pay, there's no chiyuv there. Rashi is unique. Rashi says that Kamle B'Ramene just means that Bezdin kept being Mechayiv, but the chiyuv really is there, it's latent. So Rashi would hold, but Dinei Shamayim is taka chiyuv to pay. But the Ramban and those who hold of the third approach, it's just exeris hakasa that the chiyuv hakal doesn't exist. They'll say if the chiyuv doesn't exist, or it's as if you pay the chiyuv hakal, so then there's no chiyuv even b'dinei shamayim to pay up. Where does this come to the fore? Where do we see the Rishon talking about it? There's a famous sugi in Bach Metzia. You can't do kamlei b'dirabnei without looking at the Gemara Bach Metzia. It's a famous statement of the Gemara Bach Metzia that the Rishonim really work on. Try to figure out what the Gemara really is talking about. What does the Gemara say? Gemara Daf Sadi Aleph in Bav Metzia has an interesting halach in the Braisa. The Braisa says, "Achosim es apar v'dosh, bo lokil mashal abdal kaben lapar v'gimel kaben lachamor." Achosim es apar. We know, Pasuk says, "Lo sachsom shor b'disha." One is not allowed to muzzle the shore when it's threshing. It's a lav d'oraisa, it's a chiyuv malkus for that. In fact, that's the classical lav. That's the paradigm of a lav that you get malkus for. Right? We always say that to determine whether a lav gets malkus, it has to be dumya de lav de chasima. Dumya de lav de chasima, what does that mean? It means dumya de lo sachsom shor b'disha. Because the parsh of malkus is mentioned right after lo sachsom shor b'disha. So Chazal understood that in order to get Malkus for a lav, it can't be in the glace, it has to be a lav sheyesh bo maisa. It's all the different rules of lavim based on the lav de chasim. It's a chiyuv Malkus. But comes the Brice and says that not only is there a chiyuv Malkus, there's a chiyuv to be Mishale Mammon as well. Since you're chosim a sapara, right? You're chosim a sapara. Let's say you're using someone else's parsa. It's a chiyuv. Chiyuv to give the para food. So if you were chosim as a para b'disho, so not only do you get malchus for that, there's a chiyuv to pay mammon as well. So frak the Gemara, I v'ha in a loko meis v'in a loko misham. You know that when there's a chiyuv malchus and a chiyuv mammon, Chiyuv Nisa and Chiyuv Malkus, we give the owner Shachal, not the owner Shachal, come with the Rabbi Minei. So, why over here? You have to pay money? If you're Chiyuv Malkus, then you should be potter from the money, and you didn't come with the Rabbi Minei. So, Amar Abaye, Hamani, Rabbi Meir, Hidami, Loka Mashalim. Abaye says, no, this is a Das Yochid. Rabbi Meir happens to say that you're Loka Mashalim. By Misu Mashalim, Rabbi Meir admits that come with the Rabbi Minei. By Malkus Umaman, he disagrees. So, this Bryce is going like Rabbi Meir. That loka mishalim, so it's das yochid. It's not the way we pass him, but that's it. Rav Amar esnan osra Torah filu baal imo. What's that saying? Esnan osra. Who mentioned esnan zon? Well, this is the phrase that shook the world. Rav says that fundamentally is so that esnan osra Torah filu baal imo. The pasuk says lo sovi esnan zon mechir kala beis Hashem elokecha lechol neder. Did you not let it bring an Esnan Zona or a Mechir Kelev as a carbon? What does that mean? What's an Esnan Zona? It means if someone has nus with a lady and he makes a deal with her that he's going to pay her. Right? So sometimes he'll make a deal, he'll pay her a certain amount of money. Let's say he says, I'll make a deal with you, I'll give you a set, I'll give you an animal, I'll give you a sheep. So now the Pasuk says that's an Esnan Zona. The Esna means that's the Matana that you gave to the Zona. So that's Pasul Lagabin Yisbeh. You can't bring that as a carbon. Mechir Kelev is that if you're machlif Kelev b'seh, right? The Kelev is possible to have a mizbeach, it's a behemoth tameya. So if you machlif a Kelev with a seh, so you can't bring that seh as a carbon either. That's the Gzeres HaKosev. So says Rava that Esnan Zona Osu Torah Afilu Baal Ima. Let's say a person is Baal Ima, mudnik case, that a person lives with his mother, and she's a Zona, and he makes a deal with her that he's going to pay her. He's going to pay her for that, he's going to pay her a seh. So Zot Rava, that Estan Zona is also to bring on the Mizbeach, even if there's a Chi of Nisan, the beer. That's basically what he's saying. It's a Matna case, but that's basically what he's saying. That someone who's Baal Imo, he's Chai of Misa, Misa bidei Adam, bidei Bezdin. Right? So you might think that, well, if he's Chai of Misa, then he's part of Minamama, because Kamei bidei Rabbim. That's why it's here. Right, so comes Rav and says, no, even though there's a din of Kamei bidei Adam, it's still an Estan Zona, it has a din of Estan Zona, it's possible to have him as Be'ar. So he says the same way that Estan Zona is Osir, that Estan Osir Torah, Filo Baal Imo, same way, Chosim Asapar V'Doshba is local Mashalim. Even though there is a Chi of Malchus, there's a din of Kamei bidei Adam, but nevertheless, there's a Chi of Mamun. That's what Rav is basically saying. That just like there's a din Esnan in the mamun that you give to the mother, even though she's chayiv misa, there is a din esnan. There is a din esnan over there. So too, there's a chayiv mamun if chosim esapar v'doshva. What's going on over here? What does Rava really mean? So you look at Rashi. Rashi fills you in. Rashi, this is Rashi l'shitasa, very important Rashi. Rava amar esnan asotan filu baal imam. Let's pick it up in the middle. The Alpha Gavdi Tavale Bedina Kaman Tainli Esnani Lamachavina Lada Kamli Bin Rabbimine. Says Rashi, even though if the mother is Toveya, the Esnan, we're not going to give it to her because Kamli Bin Rabbimine, he's really Potter from the Mammon. He's Potter from the Mammon. He's Chayiv Misa, so he's really Potter from the Mammon. Kiyave Nialoa Esnan Hu. Nevertheless, if he gives her the money, it's an Esnan. He's not chayev to give the esnan to the woman because he's chayev misa. They're both chayev misa, right? But the boel, the son, is chayev misa. So once he's chayev misa, he's potem in that moment. So he's not chayev to give the esnan to the mother, but it has a din of an esnan if he gives it to the mother. Why does it have a din of an esnan? If he's potter, so then it's just a matana ba'alma. If he gives a matana ba'alma to a woman, it doesn't matter. Even she's a zona, it's mutl gavim mizbeach, it's kosher gavim mizbeach. It's just if he gives it as a din esnan, as a paying for this nus, so then it's possible to have him as bear. So if he's not chayiv to give the esnan to the mother, then it's just a matana ba'alma, so why should I have a din of an esnan? So Rashi, Alma, Filip Makam Misa, Nami Rama Tashlumin, Ale, Elish En Koch, La Ancha Bishtayin. Says Rashi, a fundamental yisod. Kamei bidei Rabbanei, you see from here, Kamei bidei Rabbanei is just a din in bezdin. L'shitaso in Makis, Rashi says, it's a din that bezdin can be machayiv both ancha. But Bedina Shamayim, are you chayiv that moment? Avada. Ramu Tashlumin Alei. You're really chayiv the moment. It's just we don't have the car to be manish b'shnayim. Abu Yedei Shamayim lo yotza achi yishalem. There's a chayiv Bedina Shamayim. Di lo Ramu Tashlumin Alei ki yave nialoa mi have esnan matana ba'alma hu diyoyev lo. He's just giving a matana ba'alma to the woman. That's not an esnan. It must be there really is a chiv. Aye, but if there's a chiv, so what's coming to be saying? The answer is, Bezdin can't be manish you both. But there's a chiv b'dinah shamayim. So because there's a chiv b'dinah shamayim, if you give her to be yotze yochiv b'dinah shamayim to pay up, it has a din of an esnan. That's why it's possible lagabe mizbeah. He says the same thing by Chosim Esapar. When the Brisa says Chosim Esapar V'dash Baloka U'Mishalem, it doesn't mean that you're Chayev L'Shalem. It's that if you are Mishalem, it has a Din Tashlomim. Right? You do have a Chiyav B'dinei Shamayim. So the Brisa is just saying, Loka U'Mishalem, you do get Malkus, you are Mishalem. The truth is, there is a Chiyav to be Mishalem. The Chiyav is B'dinei Shamayim. The Kiddush, right? Rav is a big Kiddush. Abai says, no, Rabbi Meir holds Loka Mishalim Amashav Achiyah B'dinah Adam. Rabbi says, no, it's Achiyah B'dinah Shamayim. That's all it is. In fact, that's what the Bach's Girsa is, Tosis Girsa, that according to Rava, it's Bebolot, it's Yidei Shamayim, Estan Asher Torah, Afilu Baal Imo. If you come to be Yotzi, Achiyah B'dinah Shamayim, then it has a Din Estan. That's what the Bryce is saying. Loka Mishalim B'dinah Shamayim, there's Achiyah B'dinah Shamayim. Nami says Rashi, Tofis, lo mafkina minei. The other nafkamina is not only the Abachir B'din Shemayim, but if the other individual that you would have been chayav the mamon to, if he's Tofis, if he grabs the money from you, lo mafkina minei. We're not going to take it away from him. Meaning Tfisa works. What does it mean Tfisa works? How can you grab things? The answer is if there's a latent chayav, even if Bezdin can't obligate you to pay up that chayav, but because there is a latent chayav, the other individual can be tofis from you. That's the chiddush. It's the chiddush of tfisa. And if there is a chiyuv b'dina shamayim, even though Bezdin can't be manish you, can't be manish the person, but the baldin can be tofes. Right? That's the flip side of the coin, according to Rashi, of a chiyuv b'dina shamayim. A chiyuv b'dina shamayim is that there really is a chiyuv to pay. Right? We're not going to force you to pay, but you should know that you have a chiyuv to pay. B'dina shamayim, there really is a chiyuv on you. What's more, because there's a chiyuv b'dina shamayim, because there's a latent chiyuv, so then if the baldin wants to be tofes from you, then he'd be allowed to be tofes from you as well. Okay, this is Rashi. This is Rashi. So we can understand Rav Ashita according to Rashi, that Estana Sotar, Afilu Baal Imo, the Pshat is that even though Bezin can't be Mechayvi both on Shim, but Bedina Shemayim, there is a Chiv. If there's a Chiv Bedina Shemayim, so then there's a Din Estan if you're gonna pay up that Chiv to the mother. What's the Rabban and Makas going to say though? The Rabban and Makas says that if we're going to kill this individual for the Znus with his mother, so then it's as if he paid the Onesh HaKama. He paid the mom. So if he paid the mamas, then what's he giving to the mother? How can the din of Estan Zona, according to Rav, apply even if Baal Imo, it's just a matana ba'alma? His mama's just a matana ba'alma because he paid it up. He paid up his chiyuv. That's what kamei b'dirabanei means according to Rabban. So what's Rav talking about? So that's what the Shita Mekubet says kicks in over here. The Shita quotes from the Ravid a different pshat of the Gemara. Mechudesh dika pshat? What is the Ravid saying? Is in page 3. Yesh mefarshim esnan I asiye mele kaman miyamin alezil havlo. If the mother comes, we're not going to force him. Vafilu hachi iyoiv lahavi alei taras esnan nami. The katani umeshalin dalad kaven lepar lav de mechayvin alei bevedina ela iyoiv alei betashlumin ika alei taras tashlumin lekanish bohenes aishol lechol davar.
What's the rabbit saying? It's not saying Rashi.
Rashi says that it has a din esna because there really is a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv b'dinei adam, but there's a chiyuv b'dinei shamayim. There really is a latent chiyuv over there. That's why tfisa works. We're not going to take it away from the baldin if he's tofes. There really is a latent chiyuv. The rabbi's not saying that. He's saying even though there really is no chiyuv b'dinei, there's no chiyuv at all. But if you pay, it has a toras tashlomim. That's the issue. It's not a matana ba'alma. Because you're paying b'toras esna, even though there's no chiyuv to pay the esna, if you pay b'toras esnan, it has a din tashlumin, it's not called an asina b'toras. You think you're paying up a chiyuv, right? You think you're paying up a chiyuv, you're paying a b'toras esnan, so you're paying a b'toras chiyuv. So don't say that's an asina b'toras. Not an asina b'toras. It has a din tashlumin, because there was a ma'isa bia, and there was an arrangement made between the two parties, it has a Torah tashlumin, even though al pidin your mamish not chayev to pay that. That's what Rav is telling us. Kamei b'diravnei really tells me that you're not chayev, not b'dinei adam, and not b'dinei shamayim. But even if you're not chayev, it doesn't matter. It has a Torah esnan anyway. It has a din esnan because you're paying it b'toras esnan. And if you're paying it b'toras tashlumin, you give it Torah tashlumin, ikale Torah tashlumin, le'ini what? T'mikash and Isha. T'mikash and Isha, what does that mean? It means it belongs to you. It's not a tos. If you'd say it's a mistake, you're saying it's not shayach, it's not an esna, because you're not chayiv. So then, it should be choser. It doesn't belong to the mother. Right? The mother couldn't give this b'matana to someone else. Right? Or in a different case, if you're paying a man, right? The man couldn't be mekadesh and Isha with the money. Right, it's not the mother's money. The whole thing is a toast. It should go back to the boel. So how can it belong to the mother? How can it belong to the mother? How can it be hers? The answer is it has a Torah tashlumin and it has a din esnan, even though your mamash not chayv. That's what the rabbi seems to be saying. And that's the brisa according to the rabbi. The chosim asapar v'dashba is loka mashalim. The pshat is your mamash not chayv. The brisa is not saying you chayv l'shalim b'dinei shamayim. That's not what the brisa is saying. The Braisa is saying that if you are Mishalim, it has a Torah Tashlumin, and the person that you're Mishalim to can be Mekadesh and Isha with that money. The money belongs to the person. It's a Mudna Chiddush in the Gemara. Rav is Pshat in the Braisa is like a Pella. It's not Pasha Pshat in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Loka Mishalim. It sounds like there's a Chi of Tashlumin. So, according to Rashi's Pshat, it's still a Chiddush. It really isn't a Chi of Tashlumin, B'dinei Adam, but there's a Chi of Tashlumin what? B'dinei Shamayim. Rashi is also a chiddush, but the Ravid is gor a chiddush. There's no chiyuv tashlumin bechlal. It's just it's chal a toras tashlumin le'inyan that it's not called a tos. It's his money. It's chalat if you pay, in the event that you pay, even though Kamei B'Dami tells me you mamish have no chiyav at all, it's chalat taras tashlomin, you can kash an isha with it, you can buy a lulav and esrog with it, it's his money. It's his money, l'chol davar. It's her money, l'chol davar. That's the rabbit's pshat. And l'chora, that's how the Ramban and Makkos is going to learn, because the Ramban says the Kamei B'Dami means that it's like you paid the onus shakal. So it's like you paid the onus shakal, what's Rabbi saying? How can it have a din esnan if you pay the woman? The fact is, if you're going to give the Baal Mises, it's as if he paid the money. So whatever he gives the mother, it's not an esna. It doesn't have a Torah esnan b'chlal. The whole thing is a toz. It's just a matana ba'alma. So either if he says, I give you the matana, it's not a toz, it's a matana, but that's not an esna. And if he doesn't say that, the whole thing is a toz. It should go back to him. No, the chiddush of the Ravid is, it has a din esnan if he gives it willingly, because he's giving it as part of the contract. He's giving that as part of the deal. So then it really, if Kalbo, Torah is Tashlum, it'll have a din esnan, it'll be possible to have in this there. That's l'chora how the Ramban will have to learn. So these are the two nafkamina between the Ramban and Rashi. Where we say, Kalmei b'dirabmine, is there still a chiyah b'din ha-shamayim, and would tfisa work? According to Rashi, tfisa would work, and there is a chiyah b'din ha-shamayim. In fact, tfisa works because there's a chiyah b'din ha-shamayim. There is a latent chiyav over here. Bezin's not going to force him to pay up that chiyav account, but there is a latent chiyav. So because there's a latent chiyav, right? It's incumbent upon him to pay that chiyav b'din ha-shamayim. And because there is a latent chiyav, if the baldin is toll-faced, the tfisa is going to work. We're not going to take it away from him. According to Ramban, there's no reason to pay up. There is no chiyav b'chlal because you did pay up the onus shakal. By getting the onus shachomer, you paid up the onus shakal as well. Comes the Marshal. Okay, I know this is a very involved sugya. I know we have to end the Gemara Chelek of the Shia, but let's continue just for a few more moments, okay? Comes the Marshal and has a Meredik HaChidosh. And they connect the Ramban to the Marshal. That's why I'm getting to the Marshal, and then we're gonna come back to the Rivo, we're gonna come back to the Tosfos. What does the Marshal say? So it's complicated, okay? It's complicated. He's talking about tfisa, and he distinguishes between different chiyuvim b'din ha-shamayim. So we don't have time to go into all the details of the Marshal, but let's get to the jugular of the Marshal. The Marshal basically makes the following statement. He says, you know, we're aware of the fact that Kamei B'Dami comes in two forms. There's Kamei B'Dami where we actually give you the onus shachama, where we give the person the misa, and there's Kamei B'Dami of Tanit B'Chizkiya. We don't give you the onus shachamer. It's like shogeg, right? Is the classical example. Shogeg. We're not going to give the onus shachamer to the person, but Kamei B'Dami still tells me that you're potter. So if you were to ask me, I'd say it's the zelba halacha. Is it really any different? Is there any reason to distinguish? So at first glance, you'd say it's mamish the same halacha. Comes the Marshal, quoted by the Tzos HaChoshen and Simon Chav Ches, one of these world famous Marshals. The Marshal says that the only time that tfisa doesn't work, right? Again, when does tfisa work and when does tfisa not work? When does tfisa work and when does tfisa not work? Now, Rashi talked about this, right? When we say kamei b'dirabmine, the person that you're chayav mamon to, can he be tofes? Comes the Marshal and says, you know when he can be tofes? That's only if lo avdu bei hachumra. That's the phrase that he has. If it's tana de bechiske that you're invoking over here, if it's only a shogeg, or it's without hasra, or even if it's bemezid, but it's bizman azeh, that Bezdin can't do anything to you, that's all lo avdu bei hachumra. Tana de Bechizkiya, so comes the Marshal and says, there, itofas lo mafkina mine. Tfisa works. They're not going to take it out of his hands if he's tofas. But says the Marshal, if avdu bei hachumra, what's that case? What's the case? One word. What's the case? Avdu bei hachumra, they did the onus shachamra to the guy. How did he do the Maisa? B'meize. Right, if he's chayev misa b'meize. So Bezdin is actually b'meize b'zman Bezdin, not b'zman azeh. So we're actually going to give him the misa as up the marshal. In that case, tfisa is not going to work. If the yorshim a toface, he tofas mafkina mine. Whether tfisa works or not, comes the marshal and says it depends whether he tofas, whether of the be'achumer or low of the be'achumer. Depends if we're invoking classical kamle b'derabim mine or tonet be'chizki of kamle b'derabim mine. Right? Tonet be'chizki of kamle b'derabim mine. Or classical comedy video. Right? This is Tana de Bechizkia. And this is classical comedy video. We're Obdu Be'achon. If it's classical comedy video, we're actually giving him the ownership of Misa, so then he can't be Dovis. But if lo of the Be'achomra, if it's Tana de Be'chizkia that we're invoking, so then you can't be Tophis. What's the Marshal saying? What's the Bira Adava? Why should I distinguish? Kamei B'Gamni is Kamei B'Gamni. What's the difference? Rabbi Chana Wasserman in his Shiurim Teksubis explains that the Marshal is distinguishing between Tana de Be'chizkia and classical Kamei B'Gamni in terms of the nature of the Ptur. The Marshal is holding like whom? The Ramban. He's assuming that if Avdu Be'achomer, it's as if you paid the Onesh Hakal as well. He says, if it's as if you paid the Mammon, so then the Chiyav doesn't exist anymore. So you can't be Toface, the Yoshin can't be Toface, it's over. Right? You can't be Toface, it's gone. You can't be Toface from the Yoshin, he's Chayav to Chiyav. He's Chayav the Chiyav Misa and the Chiyav Mammon. So the Baldin can't be Tovish the Mammon anymore. If we give him the Misa Mamash of Ovdu Be'achumra, it's Kilu Shilem Onesh Hakal. It's if he paid up. So if it's as if he paid up, it's over. You can't be Tovish anymore. Tfis is a function of whether there's a latent Chiyuv. Rashi himself said that. That Tfisa works only if there's a Chiyuv in Yidei Shamayim. If there's a Chiyuv, then he's Mechuyuv to be Yotze Yidei Shamayim, to pay up that Chiyuv. And if the other person is Tovish, he gets to keep it because there really is a chiyuv. But if avdu be'achumra zokta marshal, there is no chiyuv at all. Because if you paid it up, it's gone. It's over. But if lo avdu be'achumra, it is true that Tana de Bechizkia says, makaveh mishal mena makadam yumas, there's a gzeras hakosiv to say that what? That you potter. There's a gzeras hakosiv to say that you potter. But you didn't pay up anything. You didn't pay up anything yet. So we can't be mechayev you something. We're not going to be mechayev. We're not going to be mechayev the onesh hakal, but it's not paid up either. That's how the marshal is assuming that if you did a ma'aseh where there are two chiyuvim involved, it's just we can't give you the onesh hachamor, but the chiyuv hakal really does exist. There is a latent chiyuv, so then tfis is going to work. There really is a chiyuv over there. That's what the marshal is assuming. That he distinguishes between of the be'achumra and low of the be'achumra. And of the be'achumra, it's as if you paid the oner shakal, but low of the be'achumra, you didn't pay the oner shakal. You just potter from the oner shakal. You're basically, he's saying that Bezdin can't give you the oner shakal if you did a ma'isa avera that could give you the oner shachamer. It's quite a chiddush here. It's quite a chiddush. It's not really Rashi, because Rashi is saying that Bezdin can't give you the oner shakal if they actually give you the oner shachamer. It's the marshal is really walking a very fine tightrope over here. It's a very interesting shita. But it's very important. It's a critical shita because he's distinguishing between avdu be'achomer as opposed to lo avdu be'achomer. That if we actually give you the onesh of Misa, then maybe we treat it as if you paid the onesh hakal, you paid the mammon. You paid it up, and if you paid it up, then there is no chiv at all. The chiv doesn't exist. So tfisa would not work. If lo of the bay hachumra, if you didn't pay it up, it's just your bezdin can't give you that chiv, right? There's some kind of a ptur over here. So maybe tfisa will work. If it's only just like a ptur, so maybe tfisa will work, because you didn't pay up the mammon. You didn't pay up the mammon. Bezdin might not be able to be mechayiv you the owner shakal, but since you do have a chiyuv, he's assuming that even if lo avdu bei hachumah, there is some kind of a chiyuv, but since Bezdin can't be mechayiv you that, so... right, so you are going to be potter, but tfisa is going to work because it's not as if you paid it up. Once you paid it up, it's impossible that tfisa is going to work. That's what the Marshal says. Let's pedal back to places. Well, how does this help us with the Riva? How does it help us with the Riva? The first approach we had within the Riva was based on Rashi. Right? Rashi says the kamei b'derabbanan means that there really is a chiyuv, but bezin can't force you to pay the owner shakal. So that's the kasha of the Riva. The Riva says, how can we treat the fact that Adam doesn't pay kofar if he's meimis as Adam? How can we treat that as a kula by Adam? That's based on kamei b'derabbanan, meaning the chiyuv really exists. It's just bezin can't be manish you twice. So answers the Riva, no. Kamei b'derabbanan applies even b'shogeg. And b'shogeg, the p'tur is not based on Bezdin, because Bezdin's not going to mechayev you anything. Bezdin's not giving you the owner shachomer b'shogeg. Nevertheless, you're potter midin kamei b'derabbanan. So that's a kula by Adam, that you're potter midin kamei b'derabbanan, even if you're not getting the owner shachomer. That's how we suggested before. According to the Ramban, you can suggest a different shavimri. I think Avram alluded to this on Wednesday, right? That according to the Ramban, we can say that the Riva's kasha was this. How can you tell me that the fact that Adam is potter from kofar, if he's meimis as Adam, how can you say that's a kula by Adam? That's not a kula by Adam, that's a chumra by Adam. The reason why he's potter is because it's as if he paid the money. It's as if he paid the kofar. He's not potter from kofar, he was mishalem as a kofar. Because through kamei b'derabbanan, by paying the owner shakal, it's as if he paid the, by paying the owner shachomer, it's as if he paid the owner shakal. That's the kasha of the Riva, like the Ramban and Makis. This is if he paid the owner shakal. This is if he paid the owner shakal. That's not a kula by Adam. He's paying the kofar. You think he's not paying the kofar? Smoke and mirrors, right? You think he's not paying? He really is paying the kofar, right? It's exeris hakosav that he really is paying the kofar. We treat it as if he gives the owner shachomer. It's like he's paying the kofar itself. That's not a kula by Adam. It's a murdik akasha then, right? It's such a stark akasha. I mean, according to Rashi, it's also shtark akasha, right? That the pshat is the chiyuv exists, according to Rashi. So that's not a kula. According to the Ramban, it's even stronger. It's not just that the chiyuv exists. He paid up the chiyuv. He paid the kofar. That's not a kula. Adam is not kal mishar. He's paying kofar. Shor pays kofar. Adam pays kofar if he's meimis as Adam. It's just coming. But Rami tells me that there's a halachic construct that Alpidin makes it seem, right? We treat it as if he paid the kofar. It's not actually paying the kofar, but we treat it as if he paid the kofar. But it's doch the zel bazach, he's paying the kofar, what's the kula? What is the Riva answer? No, there's a din of Tana de Bechiski. And Tana de Bechiski doesn't work the same way. Tana de Bechiski, if lo avdu bei achumra, that's the marshal, that's what we need the marshal over here. If lo avdu bei achumra, maybe it's a different gather of kamei b'derabbanan. We don't look at it as though it's as if he paid the owner shakal. We don't look at it as though it's as if he paid the owner shakal. And if we don't look at it as though he paid the owner shakal, so then it's taka kula by Adam that he's not going to have to pay. Right? No matter how you slice it. Whether the pshat is Rashi, that Bezdin can't force him to pay, or even more so, if you say that that there's just a hafkar in the chiyuv that he's potter b'shogeg, the tzana shove is that it's not as if he paid. Right? If the kasha of the Riva was, if he pays the owner shakal, you can't say that's a kula by Adam because there is no kofar. There is a chiyuv kofar, it's just he's paying the kofar. The answer is no, since you're also potter from the chiyuv akal from the mammon, even if the person kills b'shogeg. Right, the p'tur of Tana de Bechizkiya, the p'tur of Kamei b'derabbanan applies even b'shogeg, and b'shogeg it's not as if you paid the owner shakal. It's some other gedder, right? Either it's some din in Bezdin, or the easier pshat is to say, Marshal wanted to say it's a din in Bezdin, but we don't even have to say that. The easier pshat is to say no. Tana de Bechizkiya is exeris hakasav that if you did a ma'is aver that could have been mechayev you the owner shakal if it had been b'mezid, it's afkar in the chiyuv that you potter. But so what that you're part of it, you didn't pay it. So if you didn't pay it, that's a kula by Adam that you're not going to be mishalem as a kofer. So that's the Rava's answer, that it is true that kama b'drav when they're pottering you, if you mamish chayev misa, so that it's as if you pay the Oder Shakal. If Avdu b'achum, it's as if you pay the Oder Shakal. So you can say that's a kula by Adam, but there's no chayev kofer. There is a chayev kofer. Not only is there a chayev, you're actually paying the kofer. Comes the Rivan says, no, Tana de Bechiski expands Kamei B'davne even to a case of Shogeg, and there it's not as if you paid the Chiyav HaKal. There you're potter. You're potter from paying the Chiyav HaKal. Either Bezen Kepi Mechayav, you were your Stam potter, it's exactly because that you're potter. So if you're Stam potter, so then that's Taka Kula. You're saying that Adam, Shemus is Adam, B'Shogeg is potter from Kofis. That's a Kula over Shor, because Shor doesn't have Shogeg. No Shogeg by Shor. Right, the shore is Memes as Adam. There's always going to be a chiyav kofer for the Bible. But if Adam is Memes as Adam, there is taka a p'tur of kofer. The gabe Adam, that's the p'tur of kofer. If he only does a bishogeg, because Kamal B'Darmi will tell me that he's going to be pot. Okay, so either if you learn like Rashi or if you learn like the Ramban, there's a way to understand the shock of the pirate of the Riva. Okay, let's stop here. I'm not sure if it really pays to do halacha.